Welcome back, Radio Real Estate. Also at RadioRealEstate.com after the program, 898-4242 or RadioRealEstate.com. You can search MLS listings from San Diego to the border of California. You could look at quarterly stats, and you could get information about this program and actually listen to this program. Again, the Home Price Comparison Index is available, 2004. You could calculate what it would cost you to replace the home you're in now anywhere across the country. Hopefully, anywhere across the country. You want a copy of that brochure, 898-4242, or contact me through RadioRealEstate.com, 898-4242. Time now for our weekly multiple listing sales update. This is for the week ending. No, that's okay, Jaron. This is for the week ending July 29th, 2005. This is just single-family residences only, no condos, land, and only that through the multiple listing service. This is the 30th week of the year 2005 and the 343rd week that I've done this. First category, new listings. We had 25 new listings hit the books this week. That's a good number. It's not a real high number because we've been going in the 40s, actually. Last week was 50. But there's still, we'll talk a little bit about the inventory overall, but still 25 is at least better than 20, but not a huge high number. A low of 785,000 over on Castillo. Nice Spanish name for Fiesta. You could buy a house in Castillo for 785,000. A high, if you've been saving money in, not dinero, pesos. If you've been saving your pesos, you could buy a house on Bella Vista for $6,750,000. That was the high of the new listings. Of the 25 new listings this week, 7 were under $1 million. The median price was $1,005,250. Last time I did the median price for all active listings, it was closer to $2 million. So nice to see some lower price listings come on the market. Opened escrows. Hold on to your hats, 40 opened escrows this week. Last week, it was 37. The week before that, it was 36. So make no mistake about it. People are buying homes in Santa Barbara. Week 25, it was 35. 31, week of July 1st. So big numbers, considering by the end of the year, we usually only average around 22 sales per week, roughly. 40 opened escrows. Let's hope they all close. A low of $799,000 on Sherwood Drive, a high of $6,750,000. That's right, the same number of the highest new listing is also the highest one that went into escrow. Different house over on Glen Oaks, 8 of the 40 under $1 million, only 8. The median price for the 40 opened escrows, $1,495,000. That means that about 20 were under $1,495,000. Sold listings. 26 lucky people actually closed their escrow this week, a low of $789,000 over on West Arriaga, and a high of $6 million, again in the $6 million mark, $6,137,500 on Campanelle. So Montecito didn't grab the top honors in those three categories. 7 of the 26 sold listings under $1 million, the median price, $1,263,000, which ironically, year-to-date, as of last week, the median price year-to-date was $1,262,000. Compared to this time last year, 2004, the median price year-to-date was $1,025,000. Compared to this time, 2003, the year-to-date was only $823,000. And this time meaning this is for the week ending July 29th, 2005. Active listings, 414 active listings. We'll talk a little bit about how many of those are in escrow. But just to compare, in 2004, this time, we had 405 active listings. In 2003, we had 401 active listings. These are gross numbers. It's not taking into account those that are in escrow. So interestingly, similar. However, of the 414, 20% are in escrow, meaning you could only look at 331. This, again, is just single-family residences only, no condos. How about what's available under $1 million? 79. But 23% of those are in escrow, leaving you a net number of 61. This time last year, we had 99 less than $1 million active. Again, if 20% were in escrow, but that's a big jump from today we have 79 under a million. Last year at this time we had 99 under a million. That's the weekly multiple listing update for the week ending July 29th, 2005. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. You can go to RadioRealEstate.com or you can call me after the show at my Santa Barbara office at 898-4242, 898-4242. If you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.